Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's early morning here. But you wouldn't know it because there's a grey cloud that sits over England all winter. Actually, most of the summer. Now, I did a video a little bit back about a femme, I think she was from France, who got duped by some catfish person saying they were Brad Pitt and all that. And the scammers were from Nigeria, of course, and she fell for it and sent them about £700,000. But there was no picture of this femme, and here's the picture here. Apparently she's in some mental state or mental place, and she's penniless, and she's homeless. I mean, her life's in a complete mess. But you gotta say it, she's done it all herself. And now, of course, typical femme, she wants other people to bail her out. Sorry, honey, but this is what empowered and brave means. You take the consequences of your actions and decisions. Anyway, as we kind of know, guys, femmes tend to like bad boys. So why is that? Well, it's a little bit exciting, I suppose. But it's, I think, more than that. Way back in the caveman days, supposedly, we're supposed to have bopped them on the head and dragged them back to our cave by their hair. That's what's happened to their brains then. Of course, nobody knows that at all. But many, many years ago, the male controlled the femme. Not 100%, but she used to step out of line and go crazy, and he had to sort it out. Sometimes I used to hear, "Hey man, sort your bitch out, will ya?" Well, they'd do something, and the male would have to sit her down and mansplain to her why it's not right, and what's going to happen if she keeps doing it. Now, the thing about bad boys, they usually aren't going to take any shit from the femme, are they? And they won't hesitate to tell her to shut the hell up. I mean, many years ago, sometimes men used to say to their femmes, "Shut up!" I know, it's unheard of today. But we've all seen the traits of a femme, haven't we? They're very, very childish, even when they get older. So they need kind of a guardian, because it looks like they're never going to grow up. Of course, the way things are, a man's unable to discipline a femme in any way, or explain to her what she's doing isn't acceptable. And you'd probably get 21 years without the possibility of parole if you told her to shut the hell up. And that's why femmes have become more and more childlike. And I'm using the wrong word, probably, control the femme. It's guidance. I mean, look at this femme here. She was probably married for quite some time. She's probably caused loads of dramas, and her husband sorted them out. So she got divorced from her husband. And look at the mess she's in now. A lot of femmes completely unaware of danger signs. Males have always been femmes' protectors, but not anymore. Males are finally free to do whatever they want to do, without having to carry a millstone around their neck. And the femme is no longer his responsibility. And just look how they're screwing up everywhere. Femmes have turned into quite nasty people today, but there's one thing they have become: comical. At least to males. Enjoy the show, guys. You take it easy, fellas.